want to acknowledge the partners that are listed up here. I will be acknowledging them a little bit more. But this was an exciting intervention that happened in New England, where we wanted to bring together an urban and a rural setting in New England to compare asthma outcomes by doing environmental interventions for families with asthmatic children. Essentially, this was a three-year grant. It ended in December from HUD Healthy Homes Demonstration Grant. It was administered by the Asthma Regional Council, but it was coordinated by ERT associates. The study in Boston happened with the Boston Public Health Commission, which is their local health department, as well as Boston Medical Center. And in Vermont, it was a collaboration between the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board, their LEAD program, as well as the University of Vermont's nursing program. And data analysis was provided by the National Center for Healthy Homes. Peter described ARC, which is a coalition of federal and state partners working together to address the environmental contributors to asthma across the six New England states. And as probably most of you know by now, what the major triggers in homes are, dust mites and pet dander, cockroaches, mice, fungi and molds, environmental tobacco smoke, and I didn't list my own personal asthma trigger, which are fragrances and sprays. And interestingly enough, HUD had put out a paper last year on, it was called Asthma in the Home Environment, and looked at some of the literature that's been put out on this, and they found that people with asthma living in low-income urban housing have been found to have patterns of sensitivity that are higher with cockroaches, mice, and molds. And also the inner city asthma study also found that cockroaches are more prevalent in the Northeast, where we are. I will say that we did a very exciting integrated pest management study as well, but we won't have time to go into that. But I will say that we have, out of this grant, developed a DVD, and we have about 100 of them over there, giving them out for free. And it's geared at for housing facility managers as well as for tenants on how to do integrated pest management. The similarities of the studies, which happened in Vermont and in Boston, were that we did environmental interventions for children, for those who were diagnosed with asthma by a physician or healthcare provider. We provided education, supplies, and structural housing interventions. Both programs realized health improvements for their asthmatic children. Boston looked at 4 months post-intervention, and Vermont looked up to 12 months post-intervention. And they used the same health assessments tool, so we were able to make some comparisons. One of the problems in both studies is that we had smaller sample sizes, so we might have had a little more difficulty reaching a statistical significance because of the smaller sample sizes. Some of the differences, though, between the two projects were in Boston, they were mostly renters. About 90% were renters, whereas Vermont, they were mostly single-family homeowners. About two-thirds of them were. In Boston, there was a focus on pest control, whereas in Vermont, pests ended up not being really much of a problem at all. Boston's demographics were lower generally SES, although in Vermont we had a lower SES as well, but in Boston we had much more racial diversity and a larger immigrant population. So now I'm going to take you a little deeper into each of the two studies so you can see the contrasts. In Boston, the purpose was a little different than in Vermont, and this was the study was designed by Dr. Megan Sandell. She is here to answer some questions as well. And by the way, I adapted some of her slides, so I do want to give her credit for that. In this particular study, we wanted to not only to see whether the home interventions improved asthma outcomes, but also whether there was a difference between just doing an educational intervention versus doing both an education and a home intervention. The children were all under 18, diagnosed with asthma. we recruited 75 families, but ultimately 56 went through the entire program, representing 81 children. 78% of them were African American or Latino, with a large immigrant population. And as I mentioned, 90% of them were renters. And the basic way that we received referrals and did the interventions is that we partnered with two nonprofit affordable housing developments, and we also got referrals from the Boston Public Health Commission. The site interventions were randomized control assessments. We had one group that just received the education-only intervention, and then the other group received both education and a structural home intervention as needed. In the education piece, they not only received education about mostly about triggers, but also some issues like asthma management plans, etc., but they also received some supplies like portable pest control supplies, hypoallergenic bedding, and some smoking cessation. Eventually, the education group did get the interventions as well, but not until after we looked at how they did after just the education intervention. And then the home intervention, which, by the way, cost about on average about $2,000, not including staff, per unit. And what we did was we addressed the asthma hazards by removing the carpeting in the bedrooms, doing ventilation improvements, improving leaking plumbing, and doing home mold remediation. We also brought in professional integrated pest management professionals. For those of you who might not know what IPM is, it's basically a way to control pests without a strong reliance on chemicals. And we did some air quality testing. Now, basically, there was an assessment before the intervention and then 4 months after the intervention. A visual housing assessment was conducted, which was looked at the building systems, like, such as heating and things like that. It was conducted, by the way, by a trained housing inspector as well as a health educator. There was air quality monitoring, and then there was also a health assessment that concentrated on looking at asthma, but also overall health. We looked at demographic information and asked about housing conditions. The educator also called the family every 2 months to monitor asthma symptoms and healthcare usage. So basically, here are some of the observations in Boston. One is about 68% reported a mouse problem at baseline. Less than 20%, and I was surprised at this, had cockroach problems. 38% of families had at least one pet, with birds and cats being the biggest offenders. And 29% had at least one smoker. And in Massachusetts, the average is about 18%. And we've done some other studies and looked at this. And in fact, in public housing developments, you do find higher rates in general of smoking. The most frequent interventions that were conducted were we had about 76% needed integrated pest management services, and 6% even needed more than that. A lot of carpet removal and bathroom fan installations, HEPA air filters, kitchen and window fans were installed. And here's what we found. After the interventions happened, many of the conditions improved. We had less mouse infestation. We had a reduction in mold in the bathrooms. And when we looked at the education only, there basically weren't many behavior changes observed. In other words, in terms of cleaning and home maintenance practices, as well as the use of air fresheners and candles and the like, there wasn't much change observed. Also, if you look at the, again, the housing interventions, before the interventions and 4 months after, we saw fewer symptom days and fewer instances of children not being able to participate in playing activities because of their asthma. So we saw definite improvements. And interestingly, we also saw, if you compared it with the education alone, the children who received the structural or the housing repairs, their asthma symptoms improved, as well as their ability to play. more than those who received just the education intervention alone. And it trended towards significance. Although we didn't get statistical significance, it moved in that direction. So the structural, the big learning here is that the structural definitely reaped improvements over the education intervention only, and that is also similar. We saw similar improvements in terms of the use of rescue medications. There was, after the intervention, 4 months after, less need for rescue medications, and if you compared that with the education alone, also you would see less rescue medication needed for the housing interventions compared to the education group, and again, trending toward a significant improvement. So in general, we also had a few limitations because there was some difficulty with recruitment. We weren't able to completely do randomized control, but it was pretty good, and it was a little difficult also to examine healthcare usage and also to control for seasonal variations for asthma, so keep that in mind. But in general, I think that we did see some good improvements with these interventions in Boston. So now to Vermont. Vermont was a little different. They did a whole package, both of education and structural remediations together. And they wanted to see whether that intervention improved asthma outcomes. They had 18 households followed through the whole project with 24 children affected, all with physician-diagnosed asthma. 90%, 6% of them were white, non-Hispanic. 85% had some college education. This was an older housing stock. Two-thirds of them were single-family households. About a quarter of them, though, received Section 8 or housing vouchers, so they were low income. The assessment was conducted by the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board's LEED program. They were trained to do sort of an asthma assessment. They looked at building systems. They did a room-by-room inspection for things like mold and dust and pest. They looked at temperature. The interventions included a binder of materials. They did the supplies, the HEPA air filters and vacuums. Mattress covers and the like. They did minor structural repairs, including plumbing and bathroom fans and all the things that Boston did. The cost was about $2,500 to do that, excluding staff. The study had a pre-post design. The selection criteria was under 18 years old. They couldn't live in a public housing development, and they couldn't have major structural problems with the homes. The interventions happened. They did a baseline, but they also did phone calls at 2 to 4 months, 4 to 6 months, and then they did an assessment at 12 months, a year after the intervention. The recruitment came from the Vermont LEED program, Section 8 tenants from pediatricians, clinics, and schools. The biggest problems they saw were leaks and mold, improper ventilation, carpeting in bedrooms, and adequate cleaning habits, pets, smoking, and use of chemicals and sprays were a big problem there. Little problems with rodents and pests. And basically, they also saw very little in the way of behavior change. The smoking prevalence stayed the same, although they didn't have a lot of smokers. Cleaning and having pets basically didn't change over the course of the project. Most of the behavior change included installing the bedding and a little bit using less candles in their homes. And they did see, the good news is they saw health improvements over the 12 months of the project, fewer episodes of asthma symptoms of wheezing and coughing over the 12 months. That was significant over the course of the program. They had a reduction in missed school days, although that was only significant at the four-month period. Reduction in rescue medications, but only significant during the four-month period. Less caregiver burden on the family. It just wasn't significant at the 12-month period. And parents thought that the HEPA air purifiers and the vacuum cleaners, as well as removing the carpeting, made the biggest difference for their families. So the project conclusions are the following. Number one, we believe that housing interventions combined with education is an inexpensive way of being able to control asthma symptoms. Mice, in fact, might be a bigger problem than cockroaches, at least in New England. It's difficult to get people to change their own personal housekeeping habits, even when they know that it could contribute to improving health outcomes. And future programs should link medical, public health, and housing services to address housing hazards as part of paid treatment. And I want to thank HUD and all of our project leaders listed here, Megan Sandell, Emily Lintanwa, Margaret Reed, Ellen Tone, Ricky Maltby, who's here as well, Marcia Gustafson, and Ron Rupp. And if you have any questions, feel free to call me at Asthma Regional Council, and I'll connect you with all of our partners. Thank you so very much.